The Carrier Sicani Tribal Council has denounced the violent attack on a coastal gaslink camp near Houston. The February 17 attack by an estimated 20 masked people wearing camouflage caused millions of dollars in damage at the camp on the Martin Forest Service Road. An RCMP officer was also injured. The tribal council said in a statement the attack goes against Carrier Sicani values of respect for the land and for each other. The Carrier Sicani Tribal Council calls on anyone who has information on the attack to contact the RCMP. "This attack shocked our communities," said Wet'suwet'en First Nation Chief Maureen Lugi. "These violent attacks are against our values. They not only left a great deal of property damage, but also has created a local environmental crisis due to the industrial fluids that were spilled due to the destruction. As Chief of the Wet'suwet'en First Nation, I condemn these attacks." The Carrier Sicani Tribal Council member nations have agreements with Coastal GasLink to allow the project to be constructed and operated on its territories. "These agreements were made in good faith, and in accordance with our laws and customs. The violent attacks of February 17 betray our values of peaceful deliberation to resolve disagreements," the council said. "This appears to have been a highly organized operation carried out by violent and dangerous criminals with no respect for the environment or the safety of the workers and law enforcement personnel. These protesters do not represent the Carrier Sicani Tribal Council or its member nations. We also call on anyone supporting these protesters to withdraw financial or other support they may be providing."